Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
I know you've been through some hard times. I know there's been some places in your life where you feel like, you know what, you can't just get through that. You can't just keep going, but you have to. Why? Because you have a purpose. Again, I don't know what that purpose is, but I promise you that you guys have a purpose. You know what the crazy thing about it is? Sometimes you may not be the light. You may be the one who's holding the light. Most of us don't know how to do that. Taking control of your life, overcoming doubt and other people's opinions, and overcoming adversity, the hard times, which everybody goes through. I don't care who you are going to go through some hard times. So before I was even born, my mom didn't expect to have a baby because my mom was on drugs. The doctor said you're 6 months pregnant, but your baby would be born with Down syndrome. And at this time, of course, my mom stopped the drugs. And when she stopped the drugs, I was born 3 months later, a healthy baby. I told you guys, this woman said, I don't know who you are, but your baby's name would be known all over the world. And at this time, I thought it was going to be for the most wanted list, because that's where I come from. Where I come from, people go to prison. People are going in and out of jail. People are doing drugs. People are getting into crimes. People are doing all these bad things. And so when I first heard these words, when my mom used to tell me, I did not think that my voice was going to carry around. I know you've been through some hard times. I know there's been some places in your life where you feel like, you know what, you can't just get through that. You can't just keep going, but you have to. Why? Because you have a purpose. Again, I don't know what that purpose is, but I promise you that you guys have a purpose. You know what the crazy thing about it is? You may not be the light. You may be the one who's holding the light. And what I mean by that is my grandmother went through it all. My grandmother was not blessed with the most materialistic thing, with the most money, with the best health. But my grandmother came into my life to hold the light so I could be the light. So you got to understand, like, your purpose is important. You are great. You are phenomenal. You can get through anything and everything, but it has to start with you.
How do you measure the amount of encouragement that you have in your life? And that's through self-belief. See, that's another responsibility that we have of being our best selves. Because when those doubts, the whispers of doubts that come in and become a little too loud, you'll know how to dismiss that distraction. And another responsibility is when adversity comes knocking, those hard times come approaching in your doorstep, you'll know how to respond with a sense of encouragement, a sense of self-belief, knowing how to be a leader to overcome those hard times, because whatever was sent to break you simply couldn't. So the more time that we spend in making sure that we become our best selves is the more time that we have to be able to manifest what it is that we want to be. I think fear is such a constricting asset that prevents us from moving in the spaces that we're meant to be moving in. It constricts us from meeting our full potential. And I think that when we finally navigate around fear and understand that fear is just a mindset, then we start to grow in avenues and places and start to elevate in areas in our life that we never expected.
I remember I had this conversation with my mom. I realized, I said, Mom, you know what? For so long in my life, I used to be so angry. For so long in my life, I used to, every single time you would call, every single time, like, Mom, I love you, but I don't know what this anger is. I don't know what this hurt is. But starting today, I'm going to take control of my life. There is somebody that has something over you. Yes, you may come from foster care. Yes, you may come from poverty. Yes, you may come from homeless. Yes, your parents may be on drugs. Yes, somebody may molest you. But you got to understand that those who do that to you, if you are controlled by that, you would never take control of your life. Our life is a beautiful thing. And if we do not take control of our life, then we can't be the best person we're made out to be, because everybody has a purpose. There are going to be people that will say no to you constantly. There are going to be people that will hate you. There are going to be people that won't believe in you. But let me tell you this, if you believe in yourself, you can take control of your life.
Do what it is that you believe that you're destined and desired to do. See, I need you guys to do me a favor. Do me a quick favor. Grab your fist and hold them like this. See, a lot of the times in our life, what we're doing is we're doing this. We're walking around with closed potential, holding on to the things of our past, holding on to the things that we fear, the hesitations, the doubts. We're holding on to the idea and the concept of what was once was. And when you have your fist closed like this, you can't receive. You can't open up. You can't accept what is supposed to be yours. But once I go ahead and release, when I go ahead and release the things of my past, when I go ahead and release the things that I was bound to, when I was stuck to, old situations, old relationships, when I was stuck to old ways, I couldn't receive what was meant for me. But when I go ahead and do this, now I'm giving availability for potential. I'm giving availability to go ahead and believe in what is coming next is meant for purpose. It's going to draw me in. It's going to give me the idea that I can go ahead and receive what's mine. Letting go of the fear and the distraction of what was once was, and allowing me to go ahead and step into what is. And I think that when you believe in yourself, you stop walking around with closed fists and you start walking around with open hands, because now you're available, now you're able to receive, and that's a gift. That's how you go ahead and be your best self, and that's extremely important.
I never let somebody's opinions of me be my reality anymore, because I know what I can bring to the table. I know I am great. I know that I could do anything and everything I put my mind to it. Every single person here is amazing. Every single person in the world could get through that thing, could take control of their life. You may not think you can, but I promise you that if you dig deep into that person you are meant to be, you can make a difference. You could be anything and everything you set your mind to, because guess what, guys? The mind will not think of anything that it cannot conquer. Anything you think of, you can do it.
As you walk around wanting to be your best self, you also have to understand that it comes with the responsibility of believing in yourself, an unmeasured amount of self-belief. And that's also opening your hands to newness, to the opportunities that are meant to come your way. And when you start to walk with that sense of confidence, nothing can touch you. They say everything has flaws if you put the right lens to it. And if you're walking around with any sort of clarity, you would understand that life is always going to challenge you. It's going to challenge you to see if you really want to live the life that you say you do. See, when adversity comes knocking on your door and hard times come and present itself, you have to be willing enough to answer that call or answer that door with a sense of perseverance, with encouragement, with sustainability, durability, talking about having self-belief and having those leadership qualities that help you get over any sort of distraction that's in your life. Adversity was never sent to weaken you. It was meant to strengthen the things that were weak in our lives. And you're only as strong as the weakest character that brings you down, that's an anchor in your life. And we can't run from our challenges. As much as we want to hide, as much as we want to escape, as much as we want to dim the light on these struggles, we can't. They always come to surface. It always comes to the forefront when we least expect it. But you're built for this. You're built to be better. You're built to grow. You're built to showcase who you are. And there's no dark moment that's going to push you into a position where you can't excel. If anything, your light isn't meant to be dimmed. It's going to shine brighter in darker moments. See, what was sent to break you, it can't.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Save big money at Menards. Get your grass growing thick and green with Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix. Its 3-in-1 solution of grass seed, fertilizer, and soil improver is formulated to help your thinning lawn grow green and covers up to 1,200 square feet. Hurry in to the Menards Garden Center to save big on Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.